Ahoy, mateys. Welcome to the Kiki Kai Kai podcast, your twice-monthly port of call for opinions on both chatting up drag queens and thirsting for them. I'm your host, Captain Spike, and with me as always is First Mate Slagkick.
Ooh, girl!
Today is April 1st, 2018, and this is Kiki Kai Kai Episode 1. Welcome once again, our lovely and beautiful listeners, to the inaugural episode of the Kiki Kai Kai podcast.
Kiki Kai Kai podcast!
This week, we're talking about drag queens, both which ones we want to chat with, and which ones we want to snack with, or on. But first, let's talk a little bit about what we're looking for in our cross-dressing, star-crossed would-be lovers. Slaggy, I'd like you to start us off by telling us what you would like in a drag queen that you're looking to get chatty with.
So, if I'm going to kiki with my best Judy, you know, I definitely want someone who is witty and can spill the tea and just has, that good rapport. So, you know, I want someone who's very wacky. I want someone who has a very good sense of pop culture and just knows how to have a good time, just doesn't take things too seriously.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm looking for someone who's, has a good sense of humor and, a high energy level, maybe not a manic energy level. I don't know if I'm necessarily looking for Katya, but also not a bump on a log, I want someone who is outgoing. That's the word I'm looking for. Someone who's outgoing. I'd also like to hear from you though. What are you looking for in a drag queen you won't get slutty with?
Well, I want for a drag queen that I want to get slutty with, I want someone who is a cutie in and out of drag, who really can serve looks in boy drag and in girl drag and still look sexy either way. If I can look at a drag queen and be like, damn, she pretty sexy, then, that's makes me want to kai-kai.
Work. Okay. Yeah, so I'm typically looking for, a nice face, kind of an over-the-top, maybe, wild personality, and ideally a big moral code. I need someone who's gonna respect me and not just pump and dump,
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to ask, whether we're talking about just to chat or to get into the bedroom, I want to ask, are you looking for a one night fling, or are you looking to get dined and romanced and delighted?
I think it really depends on which queen that I'm gonna kai-kai with, because different queens might be appealing to different needs.
So you might be down for a hookup with Raven, but you'd want a fancy dinner first if it were someone like Yara Sophia.
I mean, I don't know about that, but
bitch, I was giving an example. It didn't have to be those exact queens.
Echa pa'lante.
So before we get down to the real nitty gritty, I have two more questions for you. And the first, of course, is what kind of activities would you like to do for a kiki?
Oh, for a kiki? Well, a kiki is a party. We might have some turkey lurkey time. No, but all that being said,
it's turkey lurkey time.
What I want to do with a queen I would kiki with would be, the types of things we do when we hang out. To play video games, watch stupid shit, get a little tipsy, go out for yummy food, do some karaoke, the things that you do with your Judies.
Excellent. Yeah, because I was even thinking about activities going bowling or sitting in a chill ass park and hanging out and maybe going to getting some ice cream or boba tea before we dish dirt and spill tea. So I definitely feel that.
But again, it also kind of depends on the various queens' interests as well. I kind of tend to, when I do go into social situations, kind of adapt to what those interests are. So
you're socially versatile.
Well, I guess it's the only time I'd be considered versatile.
Ooh-ee. Well then, and let me ask, presuming that you and your lucky queen got to home base, what kind of music would you be listening to while kai-kaiing? And as a follow-up, would either of you be lip-syncing during the act?
So I would probably have to say, again, it could depend, but, a go-to for me would probably be TLC's Crazy Sexy Cool album. And, I feel maybe not while we're actually actually, you know, doing the deed. But, you know, during the foreplay time, there might be a little bit of, like, you know, a little bit of lip syncing. Yeah.
All right. Work. Well, so for me, that's kind of a pointed question. I would probably just be super basic and put on, like, old New Order records. Maybe listen to some Joy Division because I'm kind of messy that way. That having been said,
you wouldn't put on, like, something more in the drag, you know, realm?
I was literally just going to say, that having been said, I would love to put on a mixtape of just, like, bangers and, like, basically be like...
Like bangers by Miley?
That isn't quite what I meant, but also including that, yes... Basically be like, put on a show in my bed as if this were the club. You got a private audience. I want a private dance. And yeah, you know, see them work that lip magic before they work that lip magic.
Britt would also be really good for,
I was even thinking,
give me more.
Like,
give
how tight more. Would it be give to, me, like, get, like, a bedroom performance of, like, Toxic or something? Like, that would be sickening.
Now, I have a question to ask you.
Sure.
Would you kai-kai in drag?
Am I a clown fucker?
If you were also in drag.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it would really just depend on the queens and, like, the evening. Like, if it was, like, put on drag to get me horny, I probably wouldn't be able to get into that. But if I was, like, going to a party, it's a drag party, we're all in drag, and, like, somehow, like, I leave and Cameron Michaels has come home with me, or Dusty Ray Bottoms, or...
I mean, but you bought him too, so how's that gonna work
Excuse
out?
You.
I keep a man, I keep a battery pack.
So, the point was, if it were that kind of energy, then probably it would be a clown fuck. Like, it probably would in that scenario. Okay, you disgusting bitch. Then let me get to the real questions now, and I'd like to ask you, who would be, of all of the seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race, and we're only doing RuPaul queens because those are the queens that the internet audience is going to know, on future episodes of Kiki Kai Kai, we will include local queens. You can talk about some of your left of center Seattle queens. But for now, who are your top three Kikis and why? And for bonus points, what would you Kiki about?
So, are we alternating or am I doing my three and then you do your three?
Let's alternate, sure.
So, my number one Kiki would be with Jinx Monsoon, winner of season 5. You know, I always stand for her super hard, and just seeing, you know, what she's done after the show and seeing how she is, like, you know, and, like, you know, just, like, kind of behind the scenes stuff, and, you know, she has that WoW Presents show, Cool Mom, and she's just really silly, and but also, you know, she's, like, a theater queen and a little bit of a nerd, and you know, I grew up hanging out with the theater kids in high school. So, you know, I definitely am drawn to people who are kind of, you know, in that realm. So, I feel like if Jinx Monsoon and I kikied, we might, you know, sing some show tunes. We might put on, like, some Hedwig and do a Hedwig sing-along. We'd pack a bowl. Jinx Monsoon did a voice for Steven Universe and loved Steven Universe, so we'd probably get into our feelings about Steven Universe and, like, Amanda Palmer, and then we'd probably, you know, cartoons and vodka, really, to, you know, borrow one of her songs.
Excellent. That's a great answer.
Like, I mean, like, I really feel like, you know, everything I've heard about Jinx Monsoon is that she is a sweetheart, that despite being the winner of a popular reality TV show, that she's still very down to earth and, you know, just likes to get high and have a good time. And she's a big old dork, like, just the way that her humor is. Like, I just think she and I would have a really good Kiki.
That's awesome. My first pick would probably be Shangela Laquifa Wadley. And this would have been even true even before her recent theft on All-Star Season 3. I've stanned Shangela a long time. She, to me, has always seemed like a really strong, creative person. She has really strong opinions on things, but also seems to understand, like, the value of being, like, a kind and positive person. And I'm always interested in hearing from people sort of how they balance, like, being in, like, really demanding spaces, but also exhibiting, like, compassion. So I would love to talk to her about that a little bit and really just sort of wrap my head around her philosophy and how she continues to serve, you know, all the time in her local drag community, as well as on all of these high profile, like, TV appearances and shit. Like, not just Drag Race, but, like, on TV. So I would love to learn from Shangela.
Work. So my next one?
Go for it.
I would have to say the next one, and to be fair, I can't say that I've really hung out with this queen, but I did get a chance to meet her before, and so, you know, I mean, there might be a little bit of a bias there, but I would have to say our All-Stars 3 winner, Trixie Mattel. You know, Trixie is a weirdo. I feel like the type of things we see on the Trixie and Katya show and that we saw on are just, like, some of the stupid shit that I say, like, not even under the influence of any substance. Like, that's just, like, the way that I get, you know, that very, you know, sort of non-sequitur humor, almost anti-humor, very dry or offbeat humor, you know, that's definitely Trixie, which, we, as we saw, sometimes doesn't translate as well to, you know, certain challenges in Drag Race, but I still think she's hilarious as hell. She loves Pokemon, so we probably would, be casually having a Pokemon battle, but also just, be talking about weird stuff. We would, I would love the chance to just, get out some acoustic guitars, or she could have her auto harp, whatever she prefers to play, and, you know, just, play some lovely folk music, because that's, you know, definitely a side that a lot of more people now are more, even maybe even more so than her, you know, her comedy and her offbeat humor. A lot of people are being drawn to her, like, legitimately, like, serious and authentic folk music, and, so I would love to get to, you know, I just think a night where, like, you know, Trixie and I, played some Pokemon, then, you know, maybe had a little jam session, and then we could make a YouTube video about Barbies, because, like, she always grew up saying that, you know, she wanted to play with Barbies and could never have one, and she got one from a Happy Meal once, and she, like, hoarded it, or not hoarded it, but, like, she, like, kept it hidden because she didn't want her stepdad or whatever to find out, and, you know, I definitely had those experiences of, you know, like, thankfully, my mom let me play with dolls when I was a kid, so I was a lot more fortunate in that respect, but I feel like, you know, Trixie and I would probably make, like, stupid YouTube videos, like, about Barbies acting like fucking sluts and stuff.
Wow! There's a lot to unpack there. But that's not any of my business. My number two pick for Kiki would probably be Sasha Velour.
Good choice. You
know, I really love Sasha's art. I love...
Gender is a construct. Tear it apart.
Well, exactly. I love her philosophy. I would really just love to sort of really have, like, a long, in-depth conversation about sort of her artistic process, sort of what her values are, and, like, how she brings those to the stage, how she really looks at, like, demonstration and activism and protest, and how she incorporates those into her art and into sort of the way she lives her life on a day-to-day basis. I feel like, for me, there would be a lot to gain from that, and, like, how to sort of utilize some of those philosophies and tactics in my own life. So work. That would be my pick for number two.
All right. And my number three, I definitely was considering Sasha as well. She would, but I actually think my number three pick would be Ayo Sis, Aja. You know, I feel like Aja just seems like, you know, super chill, just, you know, having a good time. So I feel like we would probably, you know, maybe put on a, like, Salt and Pepper DVD collection. We might play some, like, 90s fighting games, watch some anime, and, you know, just,
Now, hold on. Is this the Kai Kai or the Kiki?
This is the Kiki.
Okay.
Yeah, and just, you know, even though she is, And, you know, she kind of got a little bit of flack from Rue and Michelle when her look wasn't 70s or Studio 54 enough. She really said that even though she was born in the 90s, she's, you know, still really familiar with and identifies with a lot of that, you know, culture and that look. That's why, you know, like, kind of her House of Aja looks, you know, they kind of go into that, you know, a little bit of that, like, you know, baby, cutesy, almost rave look. But also, you know, there's just definitely a lot of, like,
I bet she owns JNCO jeans.
Probably. Like, like, and like, you know, she's got like that kind of that 90s hip hop background that, I mean, at least that's the vibe I get, is that, you know, she really draws a lot from that culture. And I think that would just be a lot of fun to just, you know, she seems like she'd be good to talk some shit with, like, not in any like hurtful way, but, you know, she just seems like she keeps it really real. So yeah, Ayo Sis, that would be my number three.
Excellent. Well, that was actually going to be my number three, but luckily I made sure I had a backup. My number three then would be Laganja Estranja.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, God.
I don't think I really need to go too in-depth on why I would love to hang out with Laganja Estranja.
Because she's young, she's home, and she clearly marches to the beat of her own drum. Okay.
So props to you, mama. So, yeah, no, I just think that Laganja is a hoot. I love following her on social media. I think that she is a lot funnier and, I think more self-aware than necessarily was aware, not to be redundant, on her season of Drag Race. I think she got done a little dirty by production, and
when, you know, she was,
I would really love to talk to her and, like,
yeah,
really get to, like, know her, because she seems like she'd be hella fun.
And, you know, if she was, like, I guess, you know, in a lot of pain from, like, a dance injury or something. That's what she said, you know, that, like, they wouldn't let her have access to weed, even though, like, other seasons the girls got to, like, smoke it out and stuff. So, you know, that wasn't fair that, like, she, like, had medical marijuana that needs and, like, apparently was not allowed to have access to it.
Yeah, it kind of sucks because she was on season 6, and I think that they were still sort of reeling from the production woes of season 4.
With Willem, yeah.
Yeah, so I do think it's really inappropriate, though, that she had her prescription, that, you know, she needed her medicine and she didn't have access. Like, that kind of withdrawal, it has impacts on you. Like, if you're used to taking a supplement, you need to keep taking it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that about wraps it up for this part of the conversation. The next part of the conversation is the one I think that everyone is really listening for, and that is our top three Kai Kais. So for those of you who don't know, a Kiki is a party, a Kai Kai is a party in the bedroom. So Slaggy, I want to ask you, who are your top three Kai Kais? And you can start with one, and we'll alternate.
Yeah, my all-time Kai Kai, and I would Kiki with this queen too, but my all-time Kai Kai is Raven. She was probably, David was one of my first boy drag crushes. There's just something about his features that I find really sexy. And, you know, in his season, he was portrayed as kind of a bitch. But, I mean, he really, from all the things I hear about people who've met him, that he's really cool. I just get a really good vibe from him from, like, the fashion photo reviews that he does with Raja. So I just feel like he would have a good vibe. And, like, you know, he's definitely, you know, getting a little bit up there in age, but still aging really well, I think, you know. I definitely thought in season 2 that he looked fresh as hell, but, you know, I like his attitude. He's, like, you know, very kind of, you know, doesn't give a shit and, like, is a very boss. And for me, that's something that I think would be a good quality in a lover. But yeah, I think, like, there's something about him, his look, that's always been very sexy to me. And, you know, a lot of the stuff he did in drag, and I mean, this maybe is something that, you know, kept him from getting the crown twice, is, you know, he's, you know, not been afraid to kind of let a little more of his masculine features show through. So yeah, I mean, I, like, Raven would definitely want to, you know, we could go to, like, a Berlin show or something, and then, you know, have a couple drinks. But definitely would want to have breakfast after. And I think, being said, I know that Raven has a partner. They're very happy. But, you know, maybe they could both invite me to their bedroom. From what I recall, I think that Raven's partner did a fashion photo review with him once, and actually looks really good in drag too. So from what I know, Raven's partner is also pretty cute. So yeah.
Excellent. So I guess the question I have to ask before I start on this list, do they have to be from the American version of Drag Race?
Oh, I mean, I had kind of assumed, but I mean, are we about to talk about Pangina Heels?
But or actually, no.
Doll?
I would actually be talking about Zsa Zsa.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, there's something about Zsa Zsa on the Drag Race Thailand series where there's something about him when he's out of drag that I just find him a very, very handsome. And, like, he comes on and he talks hella eloquently about his drag and whatever, and I'm just like, oh, Lord, okay. I need to sit down. I would love to just, like, sit down, go on a date, like, listen to some pop music, dance at a club like Sadlands or something, get a little turnt, and then, yeah, head back and, like, explore what you're packing.
Ooh.
What about you, Slaggy, for your number two?
Oh, well, I mean, that's tough because I had already had three picked out. So I guess I'm going to have to, but now that you've introduced that, I feel like I have to, you know, I have to include Pantani Hill. So I'm going to tell you who originally I was going to say, but I think a lot of what I was attracted to.
And I don't even think we can count Pangina Heels, though, because Pangina Heels isn't a competitor. Like,
Okay. Then,
I mean, obviously, Pangina Heels is amazing, though. Like, ooh, girl.
Yeah, Pangina Heels, I would just want to, like, make out with all night and run my hands all over that body, do what I want with his body.
Super, super, super Kai Kai.
Ooh, yeah. But, so I would have to say that my number two Kai Kai would be with Lanesha Sparks. You know, Lanesha Sparks is someone that maybe didn't get enough credit on her season for, you know, what she did. But, you know, I thought that really there were, you know, some fierce looks she turned out. But, I mean, Lanesha as a boy is very sexy. You know, I love his facial features. And Lanesha is someone that I would want to, you know, go have a nice dinner with and, you know, just a nice, you know, kind of get to know him and then go back to the bedroom, put on some, you know, like sexy music and just kind of, you know, that very, you know, kind of be wined and dined by. Like, I feel like Lanesha would be really great in that sort of setting. And, you know, I feel like Lanesha got a lot of, you know, oh, the language barrier, that bullshit. Like, but come on, like that, you know, I'm glad that we haven't seen that be a plot point in Drag Race in recent years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and besides, you know, what in the bedroom, we don't need to worry about no language barrier.
Ooh-ee.
And, you know, something I always forget is that Lanesha is Madame LaQueer's drag daughter, so I would love to, before Kai Kain, kind of find out, like, what's it like having Madame LaQueer as your drag mother, you know? Like, yes. I think it would be a really interesting dinner conversation, and you're just kind of knowing what her experience coming up through the Puerto Rican drag scene is. I just think, you know, it would be really interesting to get a chance to know that about that sort of drag that I maybe don't typically follow as much. Yeah, and then just, you know, have a nice dinner and then just, you know, a nice passionate evening of making love.
Excellent. And you know, mine actually goes, my next pick, my number two pick actually is along a similar line because that would be April Carrion.
Oh, yes.
I think April Carrion is super, super, super cute as a boy.
Adorbs.
Right? I think he got super slept on his season of the show due to language barrier issues. I'm actually, like, I get pretty mad about it because I think April Carrion was a lot better than people give him credit for or give her credit for in that context. So, I don't know. I would love to, like, go and have, like, the full date experience, learn more about them and, like, what their drag means to them and everything and really, like, hear about April's life and then get to enjoy just how cute he is back at home. Okay, so, yeah, I definitely would pick as my number two April Carrion. What about you for your last one, Slaggy?
Okay, I'm going to need a minute here. To kind of prepare this. My pick is Roxy Andrews, and I'm here to make it clear. I want him in the bedroom, so I'm going to bring him there. I think he's thick and juicy, and I want to have that snack.
Oh, wow.
And I wouldn't leave him at the bus stop. I'd definitely call him back. So, you know, Roxy Andrews, we make a lot of jokes about, you know, the bus stop or, my name is Roxy Andrews and I'm here to make it clear, but, I've always thought that Roxy, even though, you know, I always feel like Roxy's drag never, I recognize Roxy does some fierce things in drag. There's a lot of things about Roxy's drags though, that I almost feel like sometimes her drag almost ages her so that when she's in boy drag, I always feel like, damn, yeah, she's a thick and juicy boy. And she's a cutie. You know, I remember she wore a Legend of Zelda shirt. Or was that Melissa Edwards who wore one? I feel like...
I don't recall.
I feel like they both did, but, you know, no matter what, Roxy, we could de-drag Roxy, and, the thing is, like, to be totally legit, Roxy in boy drag is, like, the type of boy, not that I have one type, but, you know, I've dated guys that look kind of like Roxy in boy drag, and, you know, so the, I like them real thick and juicy, so find that Roxy Andrews double.
Ooh-ee. You know, it's funny, because I was going to pick Roxy as my last one.
Really?
Yeah, because, again, you know, their drag doesn't work for me at all, but that's okay. I think that they are freaking fine. But my number three, then, actually is going to be Aja, and this maybe wasn't the case until I saw their video for Finish Her.
Ooh, you wanted him to finish you off?
Ooh, pretty much. So, basically, you know, they spend, like, most of the video rapping, and then they have, like, some sequences where they're, like, positioning pretty suggestively, wearing very little on a couch. And I was watching that video and, like, oh, I'm having me a moment. So I would definitely be very interested in exploring that area in person. So that would be my number three. Yeah, but, like, because, you know, Aja's, like, 24. We probably wouldn't have a whole lot to talk about. Like, so maybe it would just be the Kai Kai. I'd be open to more.
Instead of call me mother, you could be, like, call me daddy.
Ooh-ee, right? All right, well, all that having been said, those are the queens with which we would kiki and the queens with which we would kai kai.
I mean, there's so many, like, that we could even, like, that we don't even have time to list. Like, you know, Pearl is kind of a little blasé da, but, I mean, who wouldn't bonk her?
Yeah, I mean, and there are a couple like that. Like, even the Big and Milky, like, I'm not a huge milk fan, but I would probably drink from that jug.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, we just are getting to know her, but Cameron Michaels would be a Kiki Kai Kai, I think, for me.
Yeah, yeah, same.
She's a gamer queen, but, I mean, her Insta, honey. I wonder if she has an OnlyFans.
Well, and I think, like, Dusty Ray Bottoms is hella cute.
Oh, but again, you know, you and those bottoms.
I also think someone who didn't come up here on this episode at all, but I want to give big ups to, is Chi-Chi Devane, whom for me is, like, right between both. Like, I probably would bang, and, like, I would definitely, like, have a huge chit-chat with. She just seems like a real ray of light who's, like, really trying to work her grind and, like, be the best her that she can be, and I super, super, super love and respect that.
And, I mean, honestly, like, I've also found, like, sometimes I think Mrs. Kasha Davis as a man is kind of like, ooh, hello, daddy.
Well, I felt that way about, like, Jocelyn Fox a couple of times, but also, like, Ivy Winters.
Oh, Ivy Winters is a cutie.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot for us to talk about.
Calorie Kardashian Williams is a new favorite for a lot of people,
like, them
out there.
Thick and juicy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, I have to say, honestly, I've always found Roy, a.k.a. Bianca Del Rio, kind of handsome in a very strange way.
Same.
Roy Haylock, like,
So, all right. Well, all of that having been said, Slaggy, we need to wrap this up.
I think I need to get a drink of water.
Right. Do we have any social links, or are we straight to solicitations?
We can't do any solicitations anymore, honey. They took down Craigslist personals.
Ooh-ee. Where am I going to get chlamydia from now? Probably one of these queens we're talking about.
I'm like, oh, you mean you don't have it already?
Ooh-ee.
So we love your subscriptions, ratings, and reviews. We like your Facebook likes. We fucking love Twitter.
We fucking love Twitter.
You can visit us at the Kiki Kai Kai Podcast. We don't have a domain yet, so just go to GameBuoy.org.
GameBuoy.org.
And I guess that'll work for now. Spike, do you have some shout-outs?
Yeah, yeah. You can listen to us over at the GameBuoy.org video game podcast.
GameBuoy.org video game podcast.
Left of center gaming news and views that maybe aren't on your radar, but most definitely should be. You can also hear myself and Shane Alenko talk about the current season of the Power Rangers meta series, as well as the Super Sentai meta series upon which it's based out of Japan, over on the Ranger Pridecast. Slaggy, what about you?
Well, if you like hearing about... speaking of Sasha Valerik, you know, literary discussions and the importance of literacy in today's world, you should check out Reading's Fundamental, the podcast where we talk about the best in the written word out there. And also Stabcast, which is our twice-monthly look at the deeper worlds of serial killers.
All right. Thank you all so much in Internet Radio Land.
Wow, you're really excited about that Jeffrey Dahmer episode we're planning.
I sure am. I'm hungry. With all that having been said, thank you so much for spending this lovely Sunday evening with us. I hope you've had half as much fun listening as we've had talking. We'll be back at you at some point eventually. But until then, keep thirsting.
Keep thirsting.
Keep fapping.
Keep fapping.
And, ooh, girl, the library is closed.
Let's have a kiki. I want to have a kiki. It's Tookie Lookie time!